Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, we got a ways away until kickoff, right? Over 100 days. Spring games are upon us, but it's never too early to talk about the prospects of the season to come. So we're going to play a game. We're starting this series today. We're going to play a game. Best case scenario and worst case scenario. And today's topic of conversation is Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide entering year one of his tenure in Tuscaloosa. Now, let me preface by saying this. When I say best case scenario and worst case scenario, it's not as simple as, well, the best case is 12-0 and the worst case is 0-12. These are realistic best and worst cases. What is the ceiling? What is the floor? So without further ado, guys, we're going to pull up the schedule here and take a look at what Kalen DeBoer's Alabama football team will face in the 2024 season, guys. And we'll start with the best case scenario, right? Let's start with the positive. Because I think, guys, you look at Alabama, and there's going to be a lot of question marks, obviously, coming in this season. Life after Nick Saban, right? There's new terminology. There's a new culture on the offensive, defensive side, the entire program, if you will. Heck, they're playing music at practices. They're allowing media to come out. There's a much different vibe and a much different feel down in Tuscaloosa. But here's the key. Here's the key. Even with the transfer portal, even with the roster turnover, even with a brand new coaching staff, the thing that has not changed for Alabama is this. They are still loaded with talent, right? You return Jalen Milroe at the quarterback position. That's a great place to start, right? You look offensively, defensively, there's still a lot of returning experience. You also look at what they did in the portal, right? Kalen DeBoer able to bring over some of his Washington guys, especially on the line of scrimmage and really all throughout the entire roster. Guys, when you look at the blue chip ratio, which we hear about that a lot in recruiting, right? And it basically just says the team that has the most good players wins the most games, and the team that has the best players wins championships. No duh, right? But when you look at Alabama, even with all the turnover, even with the overhaul, Alabama still ranks third in blue chip ratio entering the 2024 season. So long story short, they've got the talent. If some things come together and if some things click early in a course, if Alabama's able to beat Georgia in Tuscaloosa on Saturday, September the 28th, watch out. When I look at this schedule, the tough games, of course, guys, like I mentioned, don't sleep on that week three game at Wisconsin. That Georgia game, of course, is going to be the biggest game of the season. And really, tell you what, you win that one, you kick off the Kalen DeBoer era in style. Who knows what this season can be? At Tennessee is tricky. At LSU, of course. Missouri coming to Tuscaloosa. That's one folks are circling as could be a potential upset. At Oklahoma, and of course, you close out with Auburn. My best case scenario for Alabama. Again, you have to keep in mind, still immensely talented. You've still got a guy in Jalen Milroe, guys, especially if he takes a step forward in Kalen DeBoer's offense. I think a guy that's even undervalued, right? What he did last year. We know the great athlete that he is, but also if he can take that next step forward and being an elite quarterback, right? Elite passer of the football, an elite decision maker, that Alabama offense could be scary. My best case scenario for Bama is 11-1. I don't think, guys, I think there's a good chance nobody gets through unscathed in the SEC this year. I will be stunned if we've got multiple SEC teams that are undefeated, right? With no more divisions, with no more, of the scheduling the old way it was, it's going to be really, really difficult with the difficulty of schedules to get through unscathed. And guys, 11-1 in year one of Kalen DeBoer would be a massively, massively successful season, right? But again, you look at that game against Georgia, you look at Tennessee, you look at LSU, you look at Oklahoma. Even if Alabama maximizes everything works out in their favor, for the most part at least, it does. Jalen Milroe takes that next step. The offensive line is much improved. The defense, right? New guys slide in, and it's an elite Alabama defense. The replacement of Caleb Downs in the back end, right? You have those freshmen that you signed that were fantastic players. They come in, their immediate impact, and they play to their full potential early. I still don't think it leads to an undefeated season just because, again, guys, there are so many opportunities for pitfalls in the SEC. It's just so tough, man. Again, I will be surprised if there are multiple undefeateds. Maybe we see a Georgia go undefeated, but you'll have to wait to that video until I tell you what the best case scenario is. But I wouldn't be surprised if there are no undefeateds in the SEC because it's so tough. So my best case scenario for Alabama, in the 2024 season, year one of Kalen DeBoer, 11-1. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Now, on the flip side, my worst case scenario for Alabama football. Now, this is assuming things like Jalen Milroe, maybe he regresses, right? Maybe the offensive line is not improved for whatever reason. The pieces just don't click. Maybe, just maybe, the task is greater for Kalen DeBoer than maybe even you and I realize. Maybe losing Caleb Downs is a bigger deficiency or a bigger task to replace than we realize, right? Because, guys, you come into a season, you can look at it this way. When you have expectations on certain players, position groups, what have you, some things are going to work out a little bit better than you expect. Some things are going to work out. They're not going to live up to expectations, going to work out worse than you expect. Some things are going to meet right at your expectation. What you got to hope and pray is that more things work out for the positive than they do the negative. This is assuming more work out, of course, for the negative. My worst case scenario for Alabama in year one of Kalen DeBoer, I've got 8-4, four losses for the Crimson Tide, which it's been a long time. I think since 2007 that Alabama experienced anything like that if they were to go 8-4. Now, again, guys, these are not predictions. I'm not locking in 11-1 or 8-4. This is best case, worst case. Worst case, I've got 8-4. So again, that would mean you lose to Georgia. Maybe you trip up at Tennessee. Maybe you trip up at LSU. I know they've had a lot of success in Baton Rouge, but that was Nick Saban. This is not. You got to go to Norman, Oklahoma. Heck, maybe Auburn gets you, right? Missouri's going to be tough, even though that game's in Tuscaloosa. And maybe, just maybe, Wisconsin on the road in week three, maybe that one's tricky. So 8-4 is my floor for Alabama. I don't see less than that. I'd be surprised if it went less than that. But this is a team over-under win total in Vegas, 9.5. So Vegas has got you right there. Are they going to go 9-3? Are they going to go 10-2? I think the floor for Bama is 8-4. I think there's too much talent on this team to win any less than 8 games. But I do think 8-4 is in the cards as the worst case scenario for the Alabama Crimson Tide. So guys, when you take a look at Alabama's schedule, what's your best case and worst case scenario for the Alabama Crimson Tide? Mine, the best case, 11-1, and worst case, 8-4.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.